I was tuned into the Real World one night, and it suddenly struck me that everyone in the cast of MTV's hit show about the supposedly real lives of young people today was smoking. Not awkward peer-bonding puffs, but fully addictive drags. Just like the kind, unfortunately, that I learned to do years ago in high school, back when the cool thing was to roll up your pack of unfiltered cigarettes in the sleeve of your T-shirt so that you had both hands free to comb your DA. The first Surgeon General's report on the subject really put a crimp in the joy of smoking in the early 1960s, and until I finally kicked the habit 20 years later, I could never rest easily with this costly, consuming, and increasingly less popular addiction. In fact, I gave it up at the impassioned request of my then-teenage daughter. When I'd asked her what she'd really like for her birthday, she told me that the only present I could give her was to stop smoking. And wise, outraged teenagers, especially those from families with smokers, have always played a key part in this healthy reform. But now the habit is back again, by some estimates giving us nearly 3,000 new teenage smokers a day. It's been brought to us largely by indifference, affluence, and the irresponsibility of filmmakers, among others, who have been putting cigarettes in their characters, especially their young characters' hands, for a decade now. I'm convinced this is in order to give them something to do with their fingers and to float clouds of risk-taking nonchalance above their heads, also to help finance their pictures through strategic product placement. But there's something new blowing in the wind, especially for parents who are watching their children take up this old habit. One of these promising gusts of fresh air comes to us in the form of a new book by Michael Mannion called How to Help Your Teenager Stop Smoking, which appears this month from Welcome Rain Publishers. Mannion, a well-known medical writer, provides important information for parents about how to understand the problem's dynamics today, at a time when many teenagers stubbornly insist that they would rather be thin smokers than fat quitters. Mannion also offers sound advice about how parents can help and, most importantly, offers tools for teenagers to help them face this complex addiction so that they can reclaim their own bodies and psyches.